present.
Religion and their district. Things were not going nicely. Therefore, gradually, it broke. But if things are going nicely, people will be happy. They will not revolt. You have to keep the citizens satisfied in all aspects. You must know the necessity, how people are satisfied. You have to arrange government in that way. Then there will be no rebellion. Mass of people, if they are satisfied, they will not rebel. But they do not know the path. The democracy, a common man is allowed to vote. He has no knowledge and he is voting. This is most condemned process. Chamar Bhangi, sweeper, is voted to become Minister of Defense. His business is to clean the street, and now he is voted to become, because he has got number of votes. So many Bhangis, they vote, yes, he is our leader, he should be defensive. You have to do that. This is democracy. His business is to sweep, and he's voting a different thing.
But in the, say in America, they argue that everybody's educated now. In America.
What education? Education means hippies. That's all. This is their education. They do not know what is meant by education. Education invites the students has informed that next part he may become a dog, that he says, what is wrong there? This is education. Is that education? So he agrees to become a dog, very happy. There is no education. Simply waste of time.
But at least if there is if there's extreme exploitation by a king or dictator, it can't be changed. But the people that pull
that
down...
That cannot be exploitation if things are made in order.
Well, there's...
That's like, Kshatriya should be trained on as Kshatriya. Then he is king. Not that a Bhangi by vote becomes a king. It is education. Soja, Vija, Teja, Yudhita, Palayanam, Dhanam, Isra, Bhavanta. Kattra karma sabhava. He must be very powerful, very strong, strongly built. You have seen the picture of Ramchandra, sturdy body. Lakshman, without Kshatriya. You should be trained about Kshatriya.
But with the
Therefore, the Varnashram College is required to train people who is able to become a Brahmin, who is able to become a Kshatriya, who is able to become... In this way, division must be. And according to the quality and work, there must be division for cooperation. Very big scheme here. They have lost. They do not know. All Bhangis, Chamas, Sudras, they are simply giving both. That's right. Why is it thin?
But what is the use of having big strong body if now they're using aeroplanes and tanks and guns?
That is a useless waste of time. Why? Therefore the war does not stop unnecessary war. And such a big war, Kurukshetra, 18 days is finished. And this is going on continually, war, strength, politics, diplomacy. lecture, parliament, there is no finish in the world. There is no finish.
No.
It will go on. Just the same example. If you keep the dogs as dogs, they will go in our basket. It will never finish. So this is the civilization of dog work. It is not human civilization. Therefore it is going on. What is not stopped? Where is dog? What is not dog? Going on. And it will go on, because they are dogs. You cannot stop their birth. There are so many things which you follow the instruction of Bhagavad Gita, then the whole world is a fact. Now, how to implement it?
Yeah.
That is another.
Yeah.
It is a fact.
Because even the Yavanas and the Lakshas were following the Kshatriya system in Christian times.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Jarasandha, he had all the civil respect to the Kshatriya, even though he was a demon. But nowadays everybody don't want to do it.
Everybody is Sudra. Nobody is Brahman, nobody is...
No.
Sudra is to be controlled. They are never given to freedom. Just like in America, the blacks are slaves, they are under control. And since you have given them an equal life, they are distant, most distant. Always creating a fear situation, uncultured, and then drunkard. What training they have got? They have got requirements. They are best to keep them under control as slaves. But give them sufficient food, sufficient cloth. Not more than that. Then they will come.
If that's done, then how will those who have some potential to be educated, how will they recognize them?
Either educate them or control them. Give them facility of education, but there is no education at all.
Mm.
Even for the white, there is no education. So we are stressing on the point of education. To educate certain section as Brahmana, certain section as Kshatriya, certain section as Vaishya. That education we don't distinguish, because it's coming from a Sudra family. State education, we qualify, then you know.
But
not by both.
Lord Chaitanya, when Ramananda Roy brought this up, he said it was not possible in this age to introduce it.
Yes. Not, he did not say it possible. You're Vajra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was interested only on the spiritual side. He had no idea of material time. He rejected material time.
So don't we do that also?
No. Our body then is defined. We are trying to implement Krishna consciousness in everything. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally took sannyas. He rejected completely material. Niskincha. But we are not going to be niskincha. We are trying to cement the troubled position of it. That is also in the prescription of Bhagavad Gita.
We
are not rejecting the whole society. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected everything. Your bhakti. Rejected meaning I do not take much interest in it. But it is extra. We are simply interested in the inter, the spiritual. But our duty is that we shall arrange the external affairs also nicely, that one day they will come to the spiritual platform very easily. Paving the way. himself. So, no, Mahaprabhu personality like that, they have nothing to do with this material world. But we are preaching. We are preaching, therefore we must save the situation in such a way that gradually they will be promoted to the spiritual. It is not required.
Vanashram is not required.
Not required. Krishna will deny, I have lied, Brahman, I have lied. Satsri, I am not Gita, I am not Gita. He rejected. But in the Bhagavad Gita, the Chaturvarnam Maya system, so we are Krishna, preaching Krishna consciousness, it must be that.
But in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's practical preaching, he
That is not possible for ordinary man.
What, to simply induce people to chant?
Hmm?
He only introduced
but
it to
who is God? Who is God?
Well, if they won't chant, then neither will they train up in the Varnashram.
Chanting will be there.
That's the key.
But we cannot expect that people will chant like Krishna. They cannot even chant 16 now.
Well, we've been...
going to be Krishna.
No, but if they at least will chant and take some...
Chanting will go on. That is not stop. But at the same time, the Varnashram Dharma must be said to make the way easy.
Well, at least my own understanding was that the chanting was introduced in the age of Kali because Varnashram is
because
not possible.
It will clean to mind. Chanting will not stop.
So, therefore the chanting was introduced and to replace all of the systems of Vanashram and like
yes,
that.
Yes, it can be replaced, but who is going to replace it? Then people are not so advanced. They do imitate what is that to chant. It is not possible.
We tell them, go on with your job, but chant also.
Yes. Thako apana kaji, bhakti kaji. Apana kaji takki. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Vekana. Kani sthita. If they do not remain in this sthana, then the sahurya is chanting with them. As they Saudi has also got the lead hand. But they have got 3,000 women. This kind of chanting will work. Just like our Mondubi says, he was not fit for sunnet, but he was given sunnet. And 5 women were the time. And the big one. That's why Varnashram Dharma is required. Simply, so bhakti will not do. So, Varnashram Dharma should be introduced all over the world and
introduced starting with ISKCON community?
Yes. Brahman, Khatriya. There must be regular education.
And in our community, it's Venus was training up as Vaishnavas.
Yes.
Then how will we be able to make divisions in our society?
Yes, Vaishnava is not so easy. The Varnashram Dharma should be established to become a Vaishnava. It is not so easy to become a
Vaishnava. No, it's not.
Therefore this is easy. Vaishnava, to become Vaishnava is not so easy. If Vaishnava, to become Vaishnava is so easy, why so many fall down? no use.
To vanish from
this and that is for the highest qualified Brahman. Simply by dressing like a Vaishnava. Hold on.
So the Vanashram system is like for the canisters. Canister out of carry.
Canister?
When one is on the platform of neophyte.
Canister, yes.
Vanashram system is beneficial.
When he says he carries money, he must be a Brahmin. That is Konishthadhikari. In spiritual life, Konishthadhikari means he must be a qualified Brahmin. That is
Konishthadhikari.
Yeah. What is esteemed as very high position in the material world, Brahmana, that is Konishthadhikari. Atyam harai japujan sadhyasati natat sati suchani sa bhakta prakitati. The Brahmana means from the material state gradually to be elevated to the spiritual state. And below the Brahmana, there is no question of Vaishnava.
No question of
Vaishnava.
Yeah.
Sinnatan sabatha krishna punna savana kirtana riddhantasva avadhyani vidhunati kirtana. By becoming a Brahman, hearing, or by hearing, he becomes a Brahman. The other quality, sudra quality, kshatriya vaishya, great. So, then, next stage is Sinnatan Sabadakrishna Pannasana Siddhanta Natya Prayesu Avadrishu. By this process, hearing, without becoming a Brahmin, nobody is interested to hear. Then by hearing, Natya Prayesu Avadrishu. Then avabhadra, then the base quality, ignorance, in fact, these are the base quality. So, nastaprayesu avabhadra. When these base qualities are finished, almost, not complete, nityam bhagavata seva, by hearing from bhagavata, or by serving the spiritual master and Krishna consciousness in Mumbai, Natya Prayesu Avadrishu Nityanga Bhagavata Seva Bhagavati Uttama Shloki Bhakti Bhavati Narsi. Then he becomes fixed in Dibhujana. This Dibhujana service is the perfect quality of Sadhguru. That's the price I would say for Muttana Bhagavata. Bhagavati Samasthati Bhakti. Satura Dittama Bhava. When one is situated as a devotee, then this base quality, Rajasam, ignorance and passion, the symptom, Tama Lobhadayakshya. Tama, lusty desires and greedy. Sex desires, strong sex desires, all satisfy the senses, eating too much, lobha, greediness. These things go. Nityanga Bhagavata Sivaya. Bhagavati Uttama, when one is situated in devotional service, tapa, rajasama bhava. These are rajasama, these are the symptoms of rajasama bhava. Tapa rajasama bhava, tamalu bhavarasthi, sita iti anavidyam. The mind is never distracted with all these things. Sita sati prasidati. Then he is understood, he is in the satoguna. That is perfect examination. Then he is proceeded. And he said, as I said. So, it is very difficult to bring into the Varnashrama world. At least there must be some idea. Just like in the university, nobody is going to study higher mathematics. Are English teachers or nobody goes. The classes are almost vacant. But still, the government does not close. The expenditure is high, but there is no student, no income. Therefore the professor is coming to us. You are some student. You know that?
So religion professor.
Whatever it may be. Our studies.
Yes. Send us some of your money.
Nobody is interested in our studies. They want some technological understanding so that they can earn money. That's all. We don't interest.
In our ISKCON, one becomes a Brahmin after a year. It's not very hard. Everyone becomes a Brahmin.
That is due to chanting. That lift very easily.
Where will we introduce the Varnashram system then?
In our society. Amongst our members.
But then if everybody's been raised to this Brahminical platform.
Not everybody. Why you disturb that? Varnashram, not everybody, yes.
No, that's for the, in our society, practically everyone is being raised to that platform. So then one might ask,
that is it. Everybody is being raised, but they are falling down.
So then we should make it more difficult to get Brahminical initiation. Yeah, after 4 or 5 years.
Not necessary. You met as a Kutsuya.
No need for even any Brahmin initiation.
No, Brahmin must be there. Why do you say it?
No.
Generalize.
Unless one is particularly inclined.
Not that Shudra man, he is by force become a Brahmin. He cannot improve. That's not one. But even if he remains a Shudra, does accordingly, he will get the same position as devotee.
Yes.
Sakarmanatama Vatsya.
Well.
Something. He will get the perfection. At the present moment, the idea is if one remains a Shudra, then he cannot get perfection. No. Even a Shudra can get perfection, provided he does the work of a Shudra perfection.
For Krishna.
Therefore, why a Shudra artificially should be a Brahmin? Let him remain Shudra. And if you follow strictly his rules and regulations of Shudra, he will also be as good as a Brahmin. The same example, the head is as important as my leg. It is not that because it is less important than my head.
But
if you ask the head to do the work of a leg, it is impossible. And if you ask the leg to work as a brain, that is impossible. Let him remain brain, let him remain leg, and do your duty, and become perfect.
Today you've been saying that the Vaishnava is the highest, above the Brahman. But then we've also understood that everyone in ISKCON is a Vaishnava.
Yeah, Vaishnava everyone. Similarly, is not that. Jive Sarup Vayanitya Krishnada. But we have to gradually bring it to that pure consciousness that I am talking about. We have the bodily consciousness. is going on. I'm American, I'm Indian, I'm this, I'm that.
If in our society we say, Srila Prabhupada wants some to be Shudra.
No, 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 I don't want. I want everyone to become Vaishnava. But because it is Shudra, it is not possible to bring him immediately to the platform of Vaishnava. They were falling down. There was system must be. But even if he remains a Shudra, he's a Vaishnava.
So we'd have to completely revise the whole system that we have now.
No, see, whatever we have, that is all right. But we see by experience that they're falling down. That must be systemic. Why falling down? Because you are not fit for the position.
That was
your fault. Better remain in his position and become person. Why artificially? There's no need. There's no say. Bring it. What would you say? Padmani, Avirata.
Sri Sri Kamani Avirata, Samsidim Labate Nara. Vakama Nirasasadishim Yitavindaditachrinu. By following his qualities of work, every man can become perfect. Now please hear from me how this can be done.
He should go class. He can, as a Shudra, he can get the perfection. Why he should artificially become a Brahmin and come back and fall down? This has to be.
So that depends upon our man who are giving recommendations.
And that recommendation is not there. The man who is giving his own recommendation, he's also not calling there.
So how will we implement? Right now we have every temple president can...
That is supposed. But there is no tree. That cost tree is very big. That is going on.
But there's no tree.
You know, castor seed tree, a plant, it doesn't grow.
Small.
Small. So there is no banyan tree, it is taken out.
I don't follow me now.
And if there is a complete absence of trees, then a small tree is considered a big tree.
Well, say like here in Mayapur now, we have a situation.
No, why you want to spread to become big tree? Here it is clearly said, even if you are a small tree, you can get person.
So
take that.
So in Mayapur here now, we have that situation. There's so many...
Everywhere, wherever, Mayapur, I don't know. Question is that here it is clearly said, say karmani abhira. Brahman has his duty, Kshatriya has his duty, Vaishya has his duty, Shudra has his duty. And if he performs his duty nicely, then he also becomes person. So why artificially he should be called a Brahman? Let them do according to Shastra, Jivata, Shudra, Vaishya. You can get the perfection. Perfection is not set.
No.
But why artificially he should be made a Brahmin or he should be made a sannyasi and fall down and become a litigator? That is the point. Better let him leave in his position and become person. That's good. That looks very nice. And that is possible. That is possible. Vannasamachara vata purusevana paratmava Vishnu aradhate. Vishnu, Lord Vishnu can be worshipped if you perfectly follow the rules and regulations of four varnas and four asanas. Here we are saying, say the karma nimiyas. You work as a perfect Brahmin or a perfect Kshatriya, perfect Shudra, you get perfection. The perfection is available in your natural life. Why should artificially you become unnatural and fall down and become a ridicule? Perfection is not set.
But in most of our temples, the duties are either deity worship, Brahmin.
The Brahmins are available. Why you are bothering about it? Brahmins are also available, Shudras are also available. Why Shudra should artificially become a Brahmin?
What will the Shudras do in the big city temple and all the temples?
Why you are bringing our temple? I'm talking of the principle.
Oh.
The principle we follow, we're just thinking how it can be implemented. You were saying that it should be started in our society.
Yeah, that is a very broad idea. Now we are picking up some of that, training them. There is another thing. There is a small step.
Yeah, the principle we follow.
But in big scale, this is it. In big scale, you cannot make all of them as Brahmins or something.
No,
it's not possible. This is a small test. How many percentage of people of the world we are controlling? Very insignificant. But if you want to make the whole human society perfect, then this Krishna consciousness movement should be introduced according to the Krishna understanding. If you want to do it in a large scale, for the benefit of the whole human society. Now we are picking up some of them, best. That is another thing. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Parobhoka. Why a certain section should be picked up? The whole mass of people will get the benefit of it. And then it is done. Systematic. Te se karmani abhiratha. Kanthiddhi javasena. Parupakan means mass benefit. Lord, there is certain section. Then we have to introduce this varnashram dharma. It must be done perfectly and it is possible, and people will be happy.
It requires powerful influence in a society to...
Yes. If the leaders of the society, they agree. They are barking like dogs in the United Nations. They should too take rightly the instruction of Bhagavad Gita. Then everything is wrong. They are simply barking like dogs. What benefit is there? What benefit people have derived from the United Nations? Nothing. So if you want actually world peace, world unity, then must say the formula given by Krishna. That is our duty, because we are preaching Krishna consciousness. So our duty is to convince that you are uselessly wasting your time for unity, for benefit of the human. You take this. Anyway. We are taken to Krishna's lotus feet, shelter. There is no doubt. But they say, Kullan Maharaj, he says that I am quite happy. I have no problem. But I am thinking of this rascal. Tatva Bhimato Chetaka, in the artha, they have made the whole aim of life sanctuary in the artha. And for that purpose, a few years, they are making huge arrangements. How we shall become happy. and next life a dog. Risky. As Krishna conscious man, you should try to save them. That is a duty. But this civilization as it is going on is very risky. They do not know how nature's law is working, how it is going to be a dog next life. It does not Murana Vijana. To save these mass people from falling down to the reputation of birth and death. That is welfare activity, to save them by Krishna consciousness. We have to keep this idea, actually, Barnard. But here is the position.
At this time, should we try to introduce it in our senses or not?
Always we shall try. The human society will be always there. We have to serve them for a purpose. We have to keep them in the right position.
I just remember 2 or 3 years ago, there was a thing, a pamphlet came out about introducing the Varnashram system in the society, but actually nothing came of it.
Yeah, the time was not right. Now we can do it.
That was the beginning of emphasis on farms, and Prabhupada said that more and more farms started, and with the idea of the Vaishnava. But nothing else happened. No.
Every business is important. Brahman business is important, because it's just like the body. The head is important, the arm is important, the belly is important. They must be kept in order. That's why I'm in trouble, because my belly is not working. Digesting power is not good. So in spite of brain, hand and leg, I'm weak. If any part of the society remains disease, the whole society is suffering. That's why they must be maintained in correct form. You cannot say there is some trouble in the leg, neglect the leg, take care of the brain. The brain will be taxed due to the pain in the leg. This is nature. Therefore, everyone should be kept in order. I don't think that is Burma. They do not know that. Sometimes they are giving stress, that community is giving stress to the Shudraka. And the capital is again to the belly class. And what about the head? What about the arm? And they are put up to them. Everything is disorder. There are 2 classes of men now, capitalists and communists. The communist is giving says no. Simply the legs that is taken. What is called?
Proletariat.
What is a proletariat?
The laborer who actually works.
The rascals are giving stress on the legs, and the capitalists, they are giving stress on production.
Right. Right.
And where is the Kshatriya and Brahman?
Oh, they're all giving stress to accumulation of weapons.
Hmm?
They're all giving stress.
That is not Kshatriya business.
It's difficult.
That is deep. That is, no, that is a sky. Krishna says, we are in the battlefield because the Kshatriyas, they become very powerful by individual military strength as it is now. So Krishna arranged all life to come together and finish the earth. So this arrangement will be done. The all atomic bomb will come in war field, one next third war finished. All these demands will be there. So this is not Kshatriya, this is demand. Kshatriya's business is to see that the four auras are live and maintained properly, not increasing military strength, but overwhelmed. Everyone is spending 75% of the revenue for military. Kulprana-sadam-jnasa-dhuskita. So, they demand. Why so much money should be spent for military? They are not for military. They demand. As soon as there will be number of demands increase, there will be war and trade.
So at least if we successfully introduce the Varnashram system in our own society, then when all the demons
at least they will see this is the ideal.
Yeah. Then if there is a war,
at least the ideal must be there. That will be.
This will more or less revolutionize the way we're running our senses.
Mm-hmm.
If we introduce it, it will more or less revolutionize the way we're running
our senses. Why do you think?
Because right now, our only emphasis is just to simply produce drama.
So why are you taking we? Why not others? This is Kamsavita. You are thinking of we.
Well, if
that is Kamsavita. It is not that we. Not that bhakti is a chanting. You have to think for others.
But the people are not at our disposal to organize.
Huh?
We're thinking of we because we only have our own society at the moment to organize.
We cannot approach the man.
We can't be implemented on such a big scale.
I do not follow what you say.
Just like
ideas, we are giving the ideas.
But no one's listening. No one's taking it up. Except the
people. But you said. You told them.
That's why we say we.
That we said means not we are going to take that. But we are simply giving the idea. We are not going to be a Shudra. But the soul is just like play in a drama. You are playing the part of a king. You are not a king.
No.
So similarly, just to give them idea, we have to play like that.
Well, again, that's...
Now, that is what we need, that we are going to be Shudra.
No, we are...
That is it.
Well, that's what I was
saying. We are servant of Krishna, that's all. And as servant of Krishna, we have to execute the order of Krishna.
So we can ideally organize ourselves, and then for the rest of the people, all we can do is hope that they'll follow it.
Yes. Example. Just like Bhavananda, when there was no commode here, he was taking like food and he was getting minty, he's a sweeper. He was conducting Bhushma. Similarly, Aponi Achyutipo Jibin. Kaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I'm not a sannyasi, but he's a sannyasi. Actually, he's God. Well, what is the benefit of becoming a sannyasi? For God. But is he God?
But earlier on,
to serve the mass of people, to bring them to the ideal position, we should try to introduce the Varna. Not that we are going to candidate upon them. It's not our thing. But to teach them how the world will be in peaceful position, we have to introduce. feel the wind. From mouth.
Wind again.
And I feel the wind.
Wind speaking now?
Yes. It starts to come from the south. By Kunta breathing.
Very nice and beautiful for the benefit of the whole society. Very nice.
Srila Prabhupada, in our preaching in Bengal, many times we come to villages and the people are very sincere. They say that we have our village, but we need someone here to guide us.
Yeah.
If you could make one small little temple with going inside it and have someone here to tell us what to do. They want to become Krishna conscious.
Oh, yes.
But there's no one there to guide them.
So you reply, they say, you come, I shall train you, you will guide. We are prepared to guide you, but it is not possible to bring men outside to guide you. You come to us. I shall train you how to guide. This is the reason, and that is one thing. This Guru Maharaj said, why? You wanted, Guru Maharaj wanted that you start one temple in London. But you are thinking of bringing, taking men from India. Actually, he had known. That is the fact. That will fail. Instead of serving Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he wanted to serve Vivekananda, to become like Vivekananda. And I said, very much, you are guys in my country, second Vivekananda. That was his ambition. He never wished to defy Vivekananda and elevate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Introduce, I mean, Oriental Institute, Gandhi philosophy, Vivekananda philosophy. And that's the Odisha. He is appreciating, we are simply condemning Gandhi philosophy. And he is appreciating. We are simply depreciating Vivekananda. And he is introducing Vivekananda. He cannot understand him. That what is philosophy in Vivekananda and Gandhi. Gandhi is nationalism. Again problem with the finger. 24 hours finger. Or no problem. That I am observing. No attention. So, what is philosophy in Vivekananda and Gandhi? He was nationalist. Nationalist means Dhyatma Buddhi. Dhyatma Buddhi means Taiva Gokara. Cloud and ashes. He worked throughout his whole life for Indian people. In Africa also, he wasted 20 years, and India 30 years, 50 years. He lived for 78 years. So, 27 years was for his education or something like that, and 50 years wasted. This is his career. And he's a big man. Actually, he wasted 50 years, 20 years in Durban, and 30 years in. He started in 1917, and Taraj was independence was given to India and what is happened, clear that it is not due to him. It is that Subhash Bose is IMA. So 20 years there, 30 years, 50 years away of his life. And balance 27, education, sex with wife and God. He was so sexually inclined, he has written his biography that when his father was dying, he was enjoying sex. Let's see how he was sexually inclined. He could not take the serious illness of his father, he was going to die. He was enjoying his life. So you can, just from one point you can understand, everyone is sexual in young days, that is general. But just see his position, that his father was going to die and he was enjoying sex.
I read that they called him and he stopped having sex and went to the bedroom, but it was too late. His father was already dead. So he must have been actually having sex just at the moment his father died.
Yes, yes. Not only that, nowadays somebody is arguing that even in his old age, he was having sex with young girls. I do not know. But it is a fact, when I was coming in the meeting, he would touch two young girls, granddaughter and granddaughter-in-law, and come in the meeting. I have seen one gentleman, in our Mallik Thakur party, when we were there, he was attorney. So when there was some function, so all neighboring men were invited. So he was also invited. He would come with at least 3-4 prostitutes. And he was an old man, blind. Asutosh Bhav. He became a very rich man by cunning lawyer. He was a lawyer. So he take it crazy that when I go to a friend's house to keep my invitation, I will take some 3-4 prostitutes and flatter them. Yes. And he will receive very nicely. You have seen it when a boy is 10 years, 12 years old. I've seen it. Formerly, in our father's time, it was aristocratic to keep one prostitute and keep one garden. Then he just... So, this man, the Atma Buddhi, and sexually inclined, he is Mahan. This is the standard, of course. Ramakrishna, he was worshipping Goddess Kali. He is condemned in the Bhagavad Gita. Kamasthasya hitajnana jajanti annadeva. That anyone who is worshipping a demigod, he is lost of all sense. So this man, by losing his all senses, worshipping a demigod, he became God. People do not take reference from Bhagavad Gita that a demigod worshipper has no sense and he has become God. What kind of God? Senseless God? And God's definition is Oishadyasya samagrasya bijasya jasasya sriya. jnana. God means full in knowledge. And a man who has no sense, he has become God. From logic, jnana vairagya is saying. God means he has got full knowledge. And this man has sense, is senseless, and he has become God. Logic, how we can define? And then accept that I am different from God. How you defend it? I am giving this logic, defend.
I've given that argument, and people have said back, oh, he didn't say he was God. He never, they say, he said that
it. You are advertising? I am different from God.
Bhagavan,
Bhagavan Ram. Bhagavan Ram. Everyone is God, and why you ask God? He remains your servant of your wife. Your prostitute. But you are also devotee. Because everyone is God. That prostitute hunter is also devotee. Then he is devoted to the prostitute. And prostitute is God. Then why? He searched out another one. Everyone is God. Why you search out another? Why you bring Ramakrishna God? Better remain satisfied with your prostitute, your dog. Dr. Sharma has been very good.
Yes, of all commentaries, yours is the best, including Ramanuja Madhava.
Ye yasamam prabhadyante sanctataiva vacham jaham mama vajman vartante manushya pasa sarasa. All paths, everyone follows my path in all respects. So even if I worship the demigod, I am worshipping ultimately Madhava. Krishna says, everyone follows my path in all respects.
That is not the meaning. The meaning is everyone is searching after me. But they, unless they come to me, they will search one after another. What is the purpose?
Everyone is searching for Krishna in different aspects of his manifestations. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is partially realized in his impersonal Brahma-jyoti effulgence. And as the all-pervading Supersoul dwelling within everything, including the particles of atoms. But Krishna is only fully realized by his pure devotees. Consequently, Krishna is the object of everyone's realization. And thus, anyone and everyone is satisfied according to one's desire to have him. In the transcendental world...
Brahma is also Krishna. And Paramatma is also Krishna. If one is attached to Brahma, he is also worshipping Krishna.
Or even a demigod.
Demigod. Everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. But he is searching after real Krishna.
But what is the harm? Durga, she's in charge of, she is Krishna's agent. So what is the harm of worshipping Durga?
I don't know, I mean, you men, it's Durga's. You cannot expect to go to Krishna's place. You have to satisfy yourself and remain within this material world. This is Buddha's place.
Men in this world desire success and fruit of activities, and therefore they worship the demigods. Quickly, of course, men get results from fruit of work in this world.
Yes.
So if I can become happy by worshipping Durga in this material world...
That is Maya. You will never be happy. You are thinking like this. He is in the material world happy. Nobody is happy. But because you are fool, you are thinking this is happening.
Exactly.
He says the results are only temporary anyways.
Temporary, but it is miserable also. But you are eternal. Why you should be satisfied with temporary happiness? If you be satisfied, that is your business. But that is not real happiness. Why you should take repeated births and death? If there is another life where there is no births and death, why should you not take that? You are eternal. But because you are fool, you think that if I get 10,000 years of life and very comfortable life, that is happiness. That is mistake. Tamastasya hitajnana. That is also said. Why don't you refer to that? Such person is a loss of intelligence.
I've heard that Ramakrishna said that even if by mistake one worships the wrong deity, God won't hold that mistake against him. Even though he's worshiping a demigod and he thinks that's God, so that's a mistake. But God is not so...
Okay, Ramakrishna Raskar said. Krishna said, Janti Deva Prata Deva. If you worship demigod, you go to the demigod. You can say...
God himself says.
Yes. We have not to take the instruction of a man-made God. We have to take instruction of the real God.
The second half of that verse says that as they surrender unto me, I reward accordingly. So it's not that everybody gets the same result.
Yes. Accordingly. Because nothing can happen without Krishna's desire. Even if you want some benefit from the demigod, that must be sanctioned by Krishna. That is taken. Moyva bhita nita. And Deppanna devata. Jepi anna devata. Deppanna devata.
Everything they accept, everything is part and parcel of Krishna. Everything is part and parcel of Krishna, and everyone has the same qualities as Krishna.
No, that is that. That is askarna.
One drop of the ocean contains all the qualities of the big ocean. The chemical components.
All the qualities, not the quantity. Then how can we work?
But absolute means that a part is also equal to the whole.
Equal to the whole in quality, not in quantity.
Then in quantity means universal form.
Yes.
Not Krishna. Not Krishna, but universal form.
Krishna is bigger than universal form. Krishna assumed the universal form. Not that universal form made Krishna.
No, but everyone taken together makes Krishna.
Arjuna wanted to see his universal form. Then Krishna assumed. Then Krishna is the origin of the universal form. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Matrata. Even universal form is coming from Krishna. These askers, they do not know.
The philosophy is that everyone taken together forms Krishna.
That is their philosophy. Everything taken together means that is a partial manifestation of Krishna. Krishna is still greater.
If Krishna says that everything material and spiritual is coming from me.
Coming from me.
Therefore
he is greater than both.
Krishna is beyond even spiritual.
Yes.
J.P. Anya Devata Bhakta Yujante Shradayan Vita.
Sepi Mam Vakantias, Yajanti Avidi Purvakam.
Next verse.
Ahami Sarva Yajnanam Bhaktacha Prabhure Vacha Atumam Abhijanam Ti Tatvinatas Javantite. I am the only enjoyer and the only object of sacrifice. Those who do not recognize my true transcendental nature fall down.
Next verse.
Janti Deva Vrata Devan Pitrin Janti Chitri Vrata Bhutani Yanti Bhute Janti Mam Jajinopi Mam.
There is discrimination. Janti Mam Jajinopi Mam. Not that everyone. Another one. Antavattu Phalam Tetantat Bhavati Antavattu.
Antavattu Phalam Tesham Tad Bhavati Alpha Medasam Devan Deva Yajo Janti Madhvakta Janti Mamapi. Men of small intelligence worship the demigods and their fruits are limited and temporary. Those who worship the demigods go to the planets of the demigods, but my devotees ultimately reach my supreme planet.
That is.
How Yatnamattatapat became so strong?
This is Raska. That will say they are Raska. Sloth is one. Mami can turn on them. They are manufactured, Yatnamattatapat. Moth is one. Food has to be given to the mouth, not to the eyes. You can say, here is a horse, here is a horse, here is an animal. No? This horse. The nine holes all over the body. You cannot put food in either of them. Only this. You cannot water every part of the tree. Put water. And the root. And everything is healthy.
I am not qualified to worship Krishna, so let me just worship the mother. She's part of Krishna. So let me just worship her.
You get
her.
The part of Janti Deva, go to mother and become a god and be sacrificed. You cut throat of a god now by satisfying mother, and next life this god will cut throat you. Go to mother, next time. If you like, then go. And if you think that it's good by worshiping mother and getting deli, nice goat, flesh, how can I go to Krishna? That's all right. But be prepared. So many times he will also cut your head. And this goat will get chance to cut your head. Mother is weakness. Mother is for the goat and for you as well. So you are cutting the throat of the goat, so why the mother will not give the chance to the goat to cut your head? Why do you think like that, rascal? The mother is kind to me and unkind to the goat. That means not the root. Lost intelligence. If he thinks mother, then he must think that it's mother of the goat also. Why mother will tolerate? This is justice. Actually the mantra is there. The god, you are sacrificing a life. You get immediately chance of human being. That is his profit. You have, you would have able to evolve himself in so many lives and then get a human life. But because he's sacrificing his life before mother, he gets immediately licked to become a human being. And the human, because he has got the right to cut the throat of the man he sacrificed. This is the mantra. If you take this risk, do that. Because how to become a goat, how to become a man, that is in the hands of mother. That is not in your hands. The mother is a gift. It's a gift lead to the goat to become a man, and it degrades you to become a goat. That is in the mother's hand. You cannot take it. But it's mother is just to everyone. All right, this man is cutting your throat. You get become human being and cut his throat. I shall make him a goat. How you can say no? Can you say? The mother is all powerful. Then you take the risk. And why mother will make injustice? The poor goat, he shall cut the throat and he remains human being. Mother's pet son. What is his logic? See, his mother means he is equal to every son. The goat is also her son, you are also her son. So you are taking advantage of this poor goat, and now he will get you some money. You become a goat. When you are being made into a goat, you cannot take it. That is in the hand of mother. Then what is your answer? Will you take that risk?
Not if I'm intelligent.
Yes, for anyone who worships the other demigods, the hitajnana, it's no sense.
Alpha medicine.
Huh?
Alpha medicine.
Very simple. Janti Deva Pratadeva. Feel the man within this material world, that is mother's kingdom. This external world is controlled by the mother, Durga. She is in charge of this material world. So if you become a perfect devotee of mother, you get all good chances in this material world. But not eternal life. Within this material life, wherever you go, everything is limited. Either you become Indra or Brahma, and that's why President Nixon, so long he was president, he was doing everything as he liked. And now he's an ordinary man, he's seven. This is mother's kingdom. Is that Mr. Nixon the same Nixon when he was president? That same Nixon is he. But the atmosphere and the circumstances is the same. Does he not realize it? How I was enjoying as president and what is my position. Everyone keeps on my face. Is that very good position? Therefore, alpa vattu phalam teha, sadvattu nati, alpa meri, anta vattu phalam. This position, I think, will be ended. Therefore, less intelligent class are after this. Not very intelligent.
Time. 22:11.